You're listening to The Pulse. I'm Mike and Scott. 2 years ago, a small nomadic bird called the Rufa redknot became the first bird to make the endangered species list, primarily due to climate change. This is one of the most studied birds in the world because it spends the majority of its life migrating. It was argued that the Rufa were vulnerable to changing temperatures because it could put off their precise biological clock. But researchers who know the Rufa redknot best say the problem is more complicated than that. Reporter Carolina Jaramillo joined the Rufas during an important pit stop on their over 9,000-mile migration.
It's shorebird season in the Delaware Bay.
Everybody here, they're going to move birds and then we'll come out.
It's 7 in the morning on a clear sunny day in mid-May. Thousands of redknots, ruddy turnstones, and sanderlings are fighting for space with local laughing gulls on the shore of North Reeds Beach in Cape May, New Jersey. They're all feasting on horseshoe crab eggs, the house specialty. A team of international experts is here to catch and measure the remarkable Rufa redknot, a bird the size of an iPhone 6 with a red cinnamon chest that travels every winter from the Canadian Arctic to Tierra del Fuego, the furthest tip of South America, and then back again in spring, making an essential pit stop at the Delaware Bay. Amanda Day, principal zoologist of the New Jersey Department of Environmental Protection, says the geolocators they've been installing on the birds show they don't stop flying for days.
We know how long they were in the air, when they stopped, how long they stopped for, so you can see an actual year's worth of travel distances, and you can see some of these birds that were in the air for 6 days. Or in the air for 8 days, coming straight from Argentina to the Delaware Bay. I mean, it's crazy.
On the beach, some of the researchers begin assembling a 25-yard-long net. Larry Niles, the biologist who's been leading this shorebird project for over 20 years, prepares 3 cannons that will propel the net over the birds.
Now I need to corner the corner.
By 7:45, the net has been set and everything is ready to go. As soon as 200 birds wander into Larry's line of fire, he will activate the net cannon.
What do you think, Huffy?
I think we got it.
I think we got a reasonable catch. Lots of birds.
3, 2, 1, fire!
At first sight, the Rufa redknot is not a spectacular bird. What makes the bird special to scientists and birders around the world is the mythology around its epic migration.
I mean, they're the sort of the rock stars of the bird world.
That's Humphrey Sitters, a biologist from the UK. He's been studying and following the shorebirds for 15 years.
They're great travellers, but they don't have passports. They don't belong to any country. They're everybody's birds.
The Rufas arrive in Jersey hungry and tired. To get here, they've burned through their body weight, including stomach muscles, and the only food they can digest are soft, pinhead-sized horseshoe crab eggs. The problem is that there's not enough of them, so only 50% of the redknots get back to an ideal weight for their flight to the Arctic, where they breed. The redknot population went from 80,000 in the 1980s to just 12,000 in 2005. And in the last decade, the changing weather made their situation worse by messing up their finely tuned biological clock. Here's Charles Duncan, a conservation biologist who's been studying shorebirds for years.
As the waters warm through climate change, the crabs may come ashore earlier. And if the birds are not arriving earlier, then the eggs they need won't be there. It's like showing up at the restaurant after it closes.
Experts say that having the Rufa listed in the Endangered Species Act in 2014 helped secure federal funding to restore beaches where horseshoe crabs lay their eggs. But the Rufa's food supply is still at risk. It turns out that a key component in the blood of horseshoe crabs, lysate, is used to detect bacterial toxins in every injectable solution or implantable medical device that enters our body. For that reason, every year, the biomedical industry catches 600,000 crabs and collects 1/3 of their blood. Each gallon is worth $60,000. And although they release them alive, studies estimate that between 10 to 30% of them die, and many of those remaining can no longer mate. And if all this wasn't enough, scientists also worry that the rising trend of oyster farming will challenge the ability of the crabs to get to the beach and lay their eggs.
So climate change continues to be a threat, but that immediate over-harvesting of horseshoe crabs, in my mind, in the mind of most scientists, is the single driver.
That's Duncan again. Experts say shorebirds used to stop in other places along the Atlantic coast, Virginia, Georgia, North Carolina, Massachusetts. But now they only stop here.
And if the knot can be, if you will, the spokesbird for all of those other ecosystems, then I think we need to pay attention to that message.
But what would happen if there were no more Rufa red knots? Would the rest of the ecosystem collapse?
I don't think we can make that claim, but it sure would be a less rich world that we would be passing on to our children and their children.
For The Pulse, I'm Catalina Jaramillo.